Yes, ma'am.
Hello, who's this?
This is PSC Becker.
Oh, okay. So pronounce your name again for me slowly so I know how to say it.
It's PSC Becker.
Becker, okay. So it's not Bashert with the CH. It's like a
no
C.
Way.
And do you go by Don or Donald?
Well, everybody calls me Donnie.
Okay. And it says you're 20 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been a Marine?
I've been in now for 2 years and 6 months.
Okay. And what's your home unit? Are you from 29 Palms, or were you an individual augment? Or?
No, ma'am. I'm actually stationed in 29 Palms.
Okay. And so let's see. All right, so tell me about your job. You are a field wireman, and it says something about computers and telephones. So tell me about what you do.
Yes, ma'am. My original job is a field wireman, but unfortunately they don't use that MOS out here. So I'm actually filling in with, it's called a data help desk. Basically, in like any computer problem you can think of, we handle it. Install programs, set up users so they can get on their accounts, adding printers to a computer, simple things like that. Just basically any computer problem you can think of, we handle it.
Okay. So you said unfortunately. Does that mean that you like your other job better?
Not necessarily like it better, but before we came out here, I trained up a lot of my original MOS, so I'd be proficient at it out here, and then I come to find out that we actually didn't use it, so it kind of just went to nothing.
Oh, so it's a little disappointing then.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of time and effort to do that and didn't use it at all.
Are you on a one-year or a six-month deployment?
I was actually scheduled to come out here because, like I said, I didn't use my job, so I didn't come out here with the main body, which stays for a year. I was originally supposed to come out here as a 90-day deployer, and which basically I was supposed to fill in for different positions for people, and it eventually turned into me being out here for about 5 months, just working with the data help desk.
Wow. So when are you scheduled to go back then?
That's supposed to be sometime around June.
Okay. So you came out in December, the end of December, so early June then, hopefully? So that's not too much longer then?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Were you excited or disappointed about having to stay an extra 2 months?
Oh, I was definitely excited, ma'am. I actually volunteered. I was wanting to come out here for the whole entire year, but they couldn't use me at the time, so... But when they told me I was staying out here a little bit longer, I was excited about it because, like I said, I wanted to be out here the whole time. So a couple extra months was nice.
Plus, you get extra pay for being out there, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am, definitely. Can't complain about that.
So, have you ever done your field data help desk before coming to Afghanistan?
I didn't do really anything with the data help desk before. I learned a couple little things here and there, but it was never actually sitting down and learning and getting proficient at it, so I've had to learn most of it out here, which has been pretty challenging because there's a lot of things that come up that I don't know how to do, so it's just a real learning experience.
Like what kind of things do you have to learn?
Just to say that there's certain computers that run. Say the program called Java, which runs basically most of the programs that we use out here. Some programs only use certain versions of Java, and then the other ones use a different version, and you got to learn which one uses which. And on top of that, every single program that we use, you have to learn basically front to back. So if something goes down or something breaks in that program, you're going to be able to go in and fix it and be able to make sure it works for them.
So you work with programs? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So do you know how to get viruses off computers?
Yes, ma'am. We install like the antivirus and stuff like that, but we can also plug in a hard drive or whatever you have, kind of storage device you have, and plug it in and scan it and see what viruses are on there and get rid of them.
Because I'm bringing my computer in today to get a virus taken off, and it's just so frustrating. It just annoys me no end.
Yes, ma'am. It's not too hard of a process. And like I said, it's just scanning it. If you have the right software for it, it's not too hard.
Okay. So what makes the job challenging there in Afghanistan?
Well, a lot of things out here, when they come up, they could be it's something that's got to be done right then and there. And say something comes up that you don't know and somebody asks you to help them out and you're not able to do it, you know, it's kind of challenging because me personally, I'd like to say a decent work ethic, and I try to get everything done and be able to help whoever I can. And if something comes up that I can't do, it kind of disappoints me. So it's just challenging to try to learn everything and, you know, get proficient at everything. So.
And so what do you like about your job?
One of the main things I like is a lot of the computer problems that you come up with, it can also be used out in just in the real world, and just not in the military. Say if I'm at home and a problem pops up and it's something that I've experienced out here, I can be like, oh, I know how to fix that. It's no problem. So it's a good thing to know overall, that not just use in the military, but also, like I said, in your personal life. So
yes, that would be great. I wish I knew how to do that.
Next time, a lot of people experience problems they don't know how to take care of. So to be able to just be like, oh, yeah, I know how to do that, no problem, then it makes it pretty convenient.
Do you work just on Camp Leatherneck, or do you go out to the other bases?
I've actually mainly I stay here, but actually whenever other bases have to, we do a fiber optic cable. When they have to go do like a run or put it in the ground or something, we take care of that, because that's originally what my MLS is supposed to be, is dealing with laying wire and doing wire runs like that. So every once in a while, if another base has a fiber run or something like that to do, they'll send us out to go take care of that. So, but originally or normally, I just stay on this base and just work at the help desk itself and assist everybody that's around here.
So when you work at the help desk, I imagine that people don't actually bring their computers, and they probably just call you up on the phone and say, hey, man, my computer's not working. And then do you...
Yes, ma'am. Usually the phone call would be a lot quicker than having to walk up there, exactly. So most of the time we could handle it over the phone, but if we can't, we go to them to make sure we get it fixed for them.
I hate that, though, calling up somebody, because it's like seems like you're on the phone for hours, you know, with, you know, help desk, while they say, well, okay, do this now, and then do this, and, you know, I'm computer illiterate, so it's like you have to explain every single thing to me, but I'd rather just have somebody come out.
Yes, ma'am. There's,
it would take you 5 minutes.
There's a lot of troubleshooting steps whenever you're trying to fix certain things, so if one thing doesn't fix it, then you got to try something else, and if that doesn't work, you got to try something else, so... Just going through a bunch of steps, that's why it usually takes a long time.
So, what did you join right out of high school?
Yes, ma'am. I believe it was maybe 6 months after high school, I'd say.
What did you do in those 6 months?
I just spent a lot of time with family because I knew for a while I wouldn't be able to see him as often as I used to. So a lot of family time and a lot of hanging out with my friends and stuff, because I knew I was going to be gone away from him. So
you knew before you graduated that you were joining?
Yes, ma'am. It was towards right at the end of my senior year. I decided that I was going to go ahead and join. I believe I enlisted the last, 2 months, I'd say, of my senior year. So I knew once I got out that I was going to be headed out.
So you were just relaxing, having fun.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to enjoy the civilian life while I could.
Did you have long hair when you were a civilian?
Oh, yeah, definitely. just because I knew it'd have to be shorter and cut every day, so I grew it out for a while there.
My husband is a retired Marine, and he joined 5 years after he graduated high school or college, but he had long, bushy hair, and especially in high school, it was a hippie-like. And then, he had to shave it really short. So it's so funny because if you put up a, there was one time when he put up a picture on the bulletin board of him in high school with his long hair and nobody recognized him because the hair was so different. But you didn't have long hair like that. How long was your hair?
No, ma'am, it wasn't that long. Compared to what it is now, I consider it long, but it wasn't even down to my eyes or anything like that. It was just kind of bushy and stuff like that. So.
Okay. So you probably have about a year and a half left. Do you think you'll re-up or what? Any plans for what you're going to do?
I haven't exactly made up my mind yet, man. I really want to, but at the same time, it just depends on how this last little bit goes. So at the end, once I get a chance to, and once they talk to me about it, I'm kind of have to make the decision. So at this point, it's kind of up in the air.
How long is it, or when do you have to make a decision? I mean, can you do it don't you have to give them advance notice, don't you, that you plan to extend or re-up?
Yes, sir. I believe it's between 6 months to a year out. I'm not exactly sure. But yes, you do have to give them, like you said, time or prior to whenever you actually do.
So when you get home in June, what are you looking forward to doing?
Well, first we got to go back for a little bit, and then I'm looking forward to actually going home to see my family and all my friends. And I haven't seen them in a while, so my mom's setting up a family vacation when we get home, go on a cruise maybe to the Bahamas or somewhere else. So that's one of the main things I'm looking forward to. Supposed to be taking the girlfriend along too, so just being able to see everybody and, it's going to be real nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. So you're from what, Florida?
Plus I've never been on a cruise before, so it'd be pretty good experience, I think.
Have you been on a Navy ship before?
No, ma'am, I haven't. I've always wanted to, but never actually got a chance yet.
Because I've been on two cruises now, but they've both been without my husband because he says he's been on enough ships. He doesn't want to. And I said, but it's not the same. It's not the same. But he doesn't care.
No, I definitely say it's a little bit different than a regular cruise.
So what's been your most memorable moment so far?
This is a tough one. Let's see. I've had a lot of different moments in the Marine Corps, but I have to say my best experience or best moment so far has to be the deployment, just because it's something I've always wanted to do ever since I've joined. I've wanted to deploy, so now that I got the opportunity to do it, just the experience. You experience things that a lot of people don't get to, and just the brotherhood out here is a lot tighter, and you the people that you work with, you get a lot closer to them and you learn a lot more about them. So it's a lot different than just being back in the rear 29 Palms. So, yeah, overall, I'd have to say this is most definitely the best experience so far, overall.
Is there one particular moment during the deployment that sticks out?
let me see. I'd have to say just getting out whenever, like I said, we went to another base to do a 5-run before, and it was on top of a hill, and you can get up and just stand and turn around 360 degrees and just see miles and miles out, and it was a beautiful sight. So it was real peaceful, and you know, a real nice day outside. So
peaceful is probably not a word used to describe Afghanistan.
Well, I mean, at times you wouldn't think so, but I mean, at times it can be. And me personally, I like, you know, being able to go outside and sit by myself and, you know, look out, like I said, out on the mountains or, in, you know, saying out in the distance and just sit there and think and be by yourself. So that's my definition of being peaceful, you know, not being around everybody, being loud and all the commotion going on, just getting away.
Are you like to do outdoorsy things, like go hunting or camping or hiking?
Oh, yes, ma'am, definitely. I'm not the kind of person to be sitting inside all day at all. I'm very outgoing. I get fidgety when I just have to sit around all day in a chair or something and not be able to go outside and do something. I can't do it.
But that's what your job is now, right?
Yes, ma'am, unfortunately. But there's times that we'll go outside and we'll throw a baseball or throw a football or something, you know, to get us out of the shop. And like I said, we have to go to different places around the base to go help fix people's stuff. So we actually get up and we're actually able to go do things. I mean, most of the time, yes, we do have to just sit behind a desk and a chair, but we do get opportunities to go out and do other things, though, and on our off time as well, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, it seems to me, you know, I was describing, well, you know, going outside and going camping and hiking and those are all things that the Marine Corps does on a regular basis. You all get to go on your 10-mile humps and go bivouacking out in the middle of nowhere. And so,
yes, ma'am.
Everybody wants to
join
the Marines. So what are some of the things that you do in your off time? You said baseball and football.
I really enjoy playing basketball. They have a little place out here that we get to go play, and really enjoy doing that. Most of the time, if I'm not playing basketball, I'm at the gym because everybody, when we come out here, it's all about getting in shape. We personally is trying to get big and getting swole, however you want to say it. So I'm always out in the gym working out every night. So, you know, besides that, if I'm not either at the gym or playing basketball or something, I'm back in the room talking to my family and my friends and the girlfriend and all that. So, unfortunately, being out here, I don't have the video games and stuff like that to be able to play. So that kind of goes out the window.
You sit in a chair all day at work, you don't need to sit in a chair all day off work, right?
No, not at all, ma'am. Can't do it.
So it said here that you did some volunteerism before you came out here. Let's see, I don't remember what it was. What kind of, the YMCA or something like that? Was that it?
Yes, ma'am. Back in Toronto, there was a YMCA on base, and every once in a while, they'll send requests out that they need some help doing certain things, or they ask for people to come out and help. So, like there was one time they just needed help cleaning up the place that they worked at, the building. So we went down there and helped them organize stuff and take stuff over to the little thrift store that they had and stuff like that. So, little things like that. And there was another one where you dressed up in a uniform and went and read to some kids, read some books to elementary school kids, so also volunteered for that as well.
Oh, that's sweet. Read books to kids. What school was that, do you remember?
What's that?
You said you read books to kids?
Yes, ma'am.
What school was that at?
It was at a local elementary school.
Well, let's see. I think they got Oasis and Palm Vista. Do you know which one it was, or was it on base?
No, it was off base. I mean, they're just called 29 Palms Elementary.
And did you do that just once or more than once?
Just once, ma'am. I did two things for the YMCA and then another thing for a little city located outside 29 Palms called Joshua Tree. They had it was called Clean Up the City, and what it was is down the road line there was a bunch of sand that had been covered in weeds and tree branches and trash and all that stuff like that. So we went over there and helped them pick all the weeds out and pick up all the trash and level all the dirt out so they can go back in and try to plant some stuff and make it look nice. So.
And where was that at?
We spent a day What was that?
I said, where was that at?
It's called Joshua Tree.
Oh, but just along the highway?
Yes, ma'am. It was off the road, but it wasn't just it sounded like a real, real main road, so.
Oh. Okay, and let's see. Anything else that you would like to add or say or that expand on or something maybe that I forgot to ask you about?
I guess you just say just give a shout out to just family and friends, everybody back at home, and say love them and I miss them and we'll see them soon.
Well, stay safe out there.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time tonight.
No problem, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.